The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. You know what that music means? It means it's the time of the show where we give you the latest and the greatest in football and or basketball recruiting and take your recruiting questions at this time and this time only at 734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Email us at studio@WTKA.com. The recruiting roundup is brought to you by our friend, your friend, if and when you need him. Remember this. Ann Arbor criminal defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. If you or a loved one are facing criminal charges, a police investigation, or maybe you're seeking to expunge a criminal record, there's no better option than our friend Joe. You hear Joe breaking down legal issues on these airwaves. He brings the same analysis and expertise to all of his clients and cases. That's why Joe is so highly reviewed by his clients and peers. You can find the law offices of Joseph A. Simon located right across the street from the Big House. You can also find Joe at themichigandefenders.com. Again, folks, themichigandefenders.com. So yesterday was an interesting day in the neighborhood, in the TMI neighborhood. Why? Because I had a couple of great discussions, you know, ongoing discussions with Walter Nolan Sr., Walter Nolan Jr., who can be a man, a few words. He is so much different in person than on the phone. It's why I like talking to Walter Jr. in person. But he was very revealing for him when it came to his recruitment in the aftermath of his Michigan visit. So I wrote a story. It's a free story. Now it's a free story based on the interview with his dad, who went over the visit to Michigan from his perspective, highlighted, some of the interactions. He was very complimentary of Chris Bryant, his growing into a man message, the uncertainty over NIL, referenced to Michigan's NIL presentation, John Harbaugh, his significance on the visit to his son. Talked about what Michigan needs to beat Ohio State, right? All of that was there. All of that was present in that interview. And a lot of people said, okay, well, what does the kid say? What does Walter Jr. say? And, he's not a guy who likes it. He's tiring of the recruiting process in general, right? That's one of the reasons why he's looking to decide in August. So it stands to reason that he might not like to talk about it as much either. But he did yesterday, sort of open up about how Michigan stacked up to Florida. So I wrote on it, and his mom was very detailed in the things that she liked, the most detailed of them all. In talking about, now that story is a VIP story that is well worth the read if you're interested in this recruitment. Now, I understand that some people just don't have the stomach for following a recruitment like this, where look, how things look now say to me, don't necessarily say anything about how things are going to look down the line. This is a recruitment that I expect to have its share of twists and turns. It will be highly contentious and competitive. It will not be over in August, even though he'll decide in August. He says as much when he acknowledges, and his dad acknowledged, that they're going to be at the Michigan Ohio State game, regardless of who he commits to in August. So therefore, you know his recruitment is going to be over. That's not for everyone. The losses that Michigan has incurred in the past, the big ones, the big name ones, the ones that seem like they were on their way. Remember Najee Harris? Remember Najee Harris? They have his room key, his student ID number. His information is at the check-in desk with all the other early enrollees. Only a day or two before did they was it clear that he wasn't coming to Michigan. He had filled out the housing forms at both schools. Going beyond the application process. That kind of experience for a lot of people, and that's why I respect, I do respect those who just say, hey, I can't pay attention until there's an answer. I don't want to hear about recruiting is not for the faint of heart. You know, somebody, oh, they have no chance. I think that's a coping mechanism, right? Those people shouldn't follow this recruitment. You're absolutely right. Shouldn't follow high profile. I mean, you want Michigan to recruit big time guys, and when they do, it's like, I can't take it. You're right. You shouldn't follow it. But those that do need to understand that there are no guarantees. You can get snapshots. And as you can find out as best you can by talking to as many people as you can in that recruitment about where things stand at that point in time and what the challenges are going to be in that recruitment moving forward. And so that's where we are with Walter Nolan, who was more open in his praise of Michigan and where they stand. Mom and Dad, they both mentioned, and we'll get more into this on the Michigan Recruiting Insider, but I want to share with you just one brief snippet. So there's no confusion about what he said. But there's no confusion about the quote about Michigan coming out of this visit. Because we know the Florida visit was fantastic, right? And these Florida fans, they're on. Like one said, this tells you, you can make up anything in 2020. The internet is an unbelievable thing because you just say stuff. It doesn't even have to make sense. Like one guy said, yeah, you know, that this guy Sam was down in Florida harassing his parents for wearing a Florida hat. I didn't know he had a Florida. I didn't know he wore anything Florida. I didn't see him in a Florida hat. I saw him in UA stuff, but I harassed him in Florida for wearing UF stuff. And so I harassed him. And then Walter did an interview with me coming out of that. And then not only that, after the Michigan visit, Mom, Dad, and Walter all did interviews with me too. After I harassed them. Oh, and then he made up quotes. I made up quotes in for stories that I tagged them in so they can read. Are you kidding me? Does this make any sense, these Florida fans? But just so there's no confusion, I'm going to play something for you just real quick. This is like a quick hit. And let me get this queued up for you so you can hear. All right, here we go.
Now, when we talked down in Florida, you said, no, the Florida visit was really, really good. Really good. How did this visit sort of stack up to that one? Oh, you said it was better. What was better about it?
So Ira, did you? So I know it was kind of low, but
I heard better and took it to another level.
All right. So to be clear, what he said was, I said, how did the Michigan visit stack up to Florida? I didn't ask him, was the Michigan visit better than Florida? You know, did Michigan blow Florida out the water? But Florida was the baseline. He had an excellent visit to Florida. So I said, how did this visit stack up? How did it stack up to Florida?
How did this visit sort of stack up to that one?
He said, I would say it was better. All right.
Oh, you said it was better. What was better about it?
They did everything that Florida did, and then they took it to another level. Ira, look, did I make up a quote? Did I make up a quote, Mr. Weintraub?
You did not make up a quote.
Did I fabricate something there?
You did not. And Sam, I think the Florida fans kind of have a hard time understanding, which is, the kid could also enjoy the visit more here and still not come here.
Did I lead him into saying Michigan was better than Florida?
No, you asked.
I asked, how did this visit
compare?
How did the Michigan visit stack up to the Florida visit, which set the bar? That's a reasonable question to ask, right? So, I mean, like, you can say anything in this day and age without basis, and people buy that stuff. Like, seriously, you guys know how I do this.
I mean, Sam, you have been on social media in.
So, listen, I can use that as a lead, as a tease of sorts for the full story, for the full discussion that we're going to have on the Michigan Recruiting Insider, but you definitely want to check out what Mom had to say. Because I was talking to Walter, and like I said, Walter Sr., he tends to let more out. Walter Jr. a little more open with what he says, but he says less. Mom is like, she will give you the entire book and she will be open. She's like the perfect blend of the two. And so she offers great color to the visit, really shouts out all of the contributing factors to what was an excellent visit that I think highlights, that I think signals the strong position that Michigan is in. Now, to be clear, I still think this is going to be a tough land for Michigan. Regardless of how things look right now, I think this is going to be a tough land for Michigan. I think they are in terrific shape. I think they are in this recruitment. I think they are in it strong. I think they are in it much more than folks in the South are willing to give them credit for. And, you know, and that's despite the daunting odds, because the idea, the concept, the mantra, you miss every shot you don't take, is applicable here. You take a shot. And I made this point last week. A guy this good, if you have an iota of a chance, you take the shot. Understanding that, hey, it might wind up being an exercise in futility. Fortunately for them, I don't think they aren't wasting their time here. They have a real shot. But I'm saying at the start, you really don't know how much of a shot you're going to have. But you start shooting anyway, you know, hoping that you make the next round. And they made the next round. They're in it. Fully invested. Multiple staff members have created strong connections to the point where I think, and then you have some other feathers in your cap, like Mom's family. And I mentioned this last week, they drove up early so they could spend some time with Mom's family, who are huge Michigan fans. So you do have some plugs here in the city that help you out. Still gonna be tough. You know, if you need guarantees, don't follow this recruitment. If you want a chance, if you just want belief in the chance of the very clear and real possibility, yeah, then read up and follow this recruitment, because they are absolutely, absolutely in it. Not fabricating that, not making that up. You know, we've talked to the dad, talked to the kid, talked to the mom, talked to the coach. Talk to people that know them, you know, because you're trying to get a real sense of, all right, are they really in this? And all those people say, yeah, they're really in it. Now, some of them are willing to go a little farther than that, farther than me in talking about Michigan's chances, because I'm applying, you know, some experience about how these recruitments can get really, really challenging, even more challenging. So acknowledging that history and applying it here, you understand that no matter what happens before signing day, there's going to be a fight. There's going to be a battle. You know, things might shift in his next visit. Wherever he visits next, he might come out and say, well, that one was better than Michigan. That could happen. But this was his second visit to Michigan. Remember, he visited on his own when they came up to see his his family in Detroit back in April. Official visit now. At least one more visit for the Ohio State game. Maybe some in between. You want a shot at the big time, right? You got it. Legitimately. Yeah, like I said, if it was just an iota, a shred of a shot, this dude, and you see Zaya Holman running around, like lapping the field, just blowing the competition away. That was Walter Nolan at Future 50 with other five-star All-American offensive linemen. It was a joke watching them try to block this dude. And you might say, oh, it was, they didn't have pads on. It would have been worse with pads because he didn't use a power move one time. It was all speed, quickness, and technique. So to compare and contrast it with Rashawn Gary, for instance, Rashawn was a physical freak. He was, 6'4", 6'5", 280 pounds, and he ran like a 4.6 40. So he was fantastic at that same competition, just with his elite athleticism, extreme off-snap quickness. He was able to win a lot. This dude was a technician out there. So he had the speed and quickness, but he had spin, he had rip, he had swim. He was like the arsenal. And so he didn't lose a rep. And every rep he won easily. And it's like, man, these are other All-Americans. It's like, oh, this dude is a game wrecker. This is the guy you got to account for every snap. And so I'll say again, someone in his freshman year in high school will be able to single. I'm freshman year in college, will be able to single block him. I mean, he's, you got some veterans that have been around. You know, they're strong enough. They'll be able to handle him one-on-one, some of them as a freshman. Beyond that, you have to double team this dude, period. So I'm sorry, if you're thinking as Michigan that, oh, we can't recruit guys like this, then I think that's not how you should be approaching recruiting at Michigan. Nah, bro. Uh-uh. And I'm glad that they are in a place now where they will not just jump in a recruitment like this, but they'll stay in a recruitment like this. So Ron Bellamy doing a hell of a damn job. Hell of a damn job getting Michigan in on this. Hell of a job. A'shaun Larkins. Hell of a job connecting with the family and support. Sean Nua forging a connection with the kid. Jim Harbaugh saying, all right, yeah, we're going down to Memphis for this guy. I mean, man, that's the kind of effort in a recruitment like this that it takes. And it might not work. You damn sure got a shot. Damn sure got a shot. All right. So, hey, I put in 5 crystal balls yesterday. Check that out. If you missed the full interview with Walter Nolan and Walter Nolan's mom, you can check that out on the MichiganInsider.com right now. If you aren't a subscriber, $1 gets you in. Doesn't get any better than that. The interview with Walter's dad is free over on the MichiganInsider.com. Be sure to check that out, too. So much more coming out of the weekend. There was just yesterday, by the way, the number 2 receiver in 2023 out of Miami Gulliver Prep. This is Desmond Howard's guy. You remember Desmond's guy, Des, the plug to the fastest sophomore in the country, and Jaylen Brown? He was on campus yesterday visiting Michigan. We got that coming today over on the MichiganInsider.com as well. So be sure to check it out. We got to get to a break. Long overdue. Back to it on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050. WTK, the ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.